where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. There's no incurable disease, ever. If you say it's incurable, you're saying God can't cure it. So that's just a lie from the pit of hell. Man can't cure it. They've reached their limit. We agree with that. But God hasn't reached his limit. Amen. And doesn't this bring hope to your life? No matter what you face, you can overcome. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Thanks be to God who always, not sometimes, who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. We're going to make a decision to believe the word, choose to believe the word, act on the word like you believe in it, and watch the result. Allah. Amen. And so he speaks and he calls a breath, and suddenly there's this great army. How many of you folks have had dreams? They're dead. You had them when you were growing up. You wanted to start a business. You wanted to create something. You wanted to do something. You had a patent that you wanted to use. You wanted to sing. You wanted to be in a band. Who knows what it was? You had a dream. You got a gift. God gave you a gift. He gave you the desire for that thing. And you put it on the back burner. You got married. You got kids. Things didn't work out. You had to work twice as hard. Everything. And you just didn't get around to doing it. They rejected you. They neglected you. They didn't give you the promotion you were supposed to get. Whatever the situation. And you put it on the back. It's dead. It's a dead dream. It's a dead vision. It's a dead life. Amen. And you're going to take deadness with you to the grave. And God said, I've come to give you life and to give you more abundantly. It's a thief who's stolen that dream. He's the dream thief. Amen. Now you've got to pick it up. Pick it up. They were very dead, very dry. There was nothing going for them. And God said, you command it. You speak to that thing. You tell it what to do. And those, it came up as an army. You can speak to those dreams you had before. That vision that you had before. The ministry that you wanted to start. The business you wanted to start. The poetry you wanted to write. The dancing you wanted to, whatever it is, you can still do it now. You can speak to that thing. And you've got to speak to it in your own head. David said to himself, he said, oh, my soul, why are you disquieted within me? Yet will you praise the Lord. Yeah. You've got to speak. Do you know you have to speak to yourself? Yeah. Do you know that you speak more to yourself than you do to people? Yes. Did you know that? It's a proven fact. We speak to ourselves more than we do to people. Yeah. It's nonstop. Amen. And so the wind blew on them and they became exceeding great army. You can be great for the kingdom. You might say, well, I'm past that stage now. I'm older in life. You've got so much wisdom and so much knowledge that you've accumulated. So many experiences that you've learned from. Amen. That the word works. Amen. Why would you think you're too old? I guess Moses must have thought the same thing. Never mind Abraham. I mean, seriously, Abraham, 100 years of age, having babies. The word of God, listen, the word of God is spirit-breathed. Yes. The word of God that you're holding in your hand is spirit-breathed, and therefore it's alive, full of power. Amen. It's full of power. That's why it says the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. He said it's quick. It means it's alive. The word of God is alive. God the Father has got God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you, the Word is Jesus and the Spirit is God's Spirit. And the two of them come together. The Word was in the tomb and the Spirit raised the Word. And that same Spirit that raised the Word is dwelling in us now, Romans 8:11. That's why God said, the things I do, you'll do as well, and even greater, because of the Word and the Spirit. So listen, 2 Timothy 2:6, we said it. All Scripture is given by inspiration. God breathed. All Scripture is given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And it's profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and for instruction in righteousness. And then when you look at 2 Peter 1:21, he says, prophecy of old came not by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is written by God. It's breathed. It's God breathed. So it's just powerful. So you've got to apply, like Ezekiel, applied what God said to the word. The two spies applied what God said to the problem. The 10 applied what they thought and what they saw, what their five senses told them. That's why it says, listen, in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Stop it. Well, how's he going to get the money? I don't care. Just believe he will and he will. Well, how's he going to heal me? Who cares? Just know that he will. His responsibility to do the healing, yours to believing. You do the believing, he does the healing. Amen. Go with me to John 20. Let's look at this. Talking about breathing. Jesus, look what he does here. In John 20, verse 22. Okay, I see you all turning Bibles. I like that. Taking notes, that's good. John 20, verse 22. I've been watching a lot of Kenneth Hagin lately. You can get him on YouTube. Kenneth Hagin, I would encourage you to watch Kenneth Hagin. He's great. I've been watching every day and night now. I'm watching Kenneth Hagin. Instead of watching junk on TV, you watch Kenneth Hagin. And there's other ones as well, good ones. There's Oral Roberts. You can see William Branham and A.A. Allen and Catherine Kuhlman. I mean, I'm just, whoa, look at them. You need to fill yourself up with this kind of stuff. Get off that stupid television. Stupid stuff. If you want to watch something that is not stupid, it's not going to kill your spirit, watch Barnyard. Barnyard's the only thing you can watch. It's clean and it's stupid and funny. John 20, 22. Then taking a deep breath, Jesus blew on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. He blew on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Now the idea presented in this commentary is not that it's the Holy Spirit, but rather it's the breath of the Spirit of eternal life. Because you know the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. 50 days after this took place. Because Jesus had been crucified, buried, resurrected, and then he spoke to them, he showed them himself in the upper room, then he breathed on them, and then he left. 50 days later, the Holy Spirit came. But listen, how do you get saved? You've got to believe in your heart. You've got to believe. What do you have to believe? You've got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he lived and died, and that God raised him from the dead. Let me ask you a question. So if you believe that and you say that, then that means you're saved. Is that correct? The disciples saw Jesus crucified. They saw him buried in the tomb. They saw him after he resurrected. He met with them on the road to Emmaus. He met with them at the ocean when he was making the fish. He met with them in the upper room. He met them again when when Thomas came and put his hands in the cuts and all that stuff. Remember? They knew he was alive. They were born again. They were born again. And when you become born again, you get the Holy Ghost. And God said to them, Jesus, when he breathed on them, he was breathing the spirit of eternal life into them. Because only 50 days later, Pentecost came. Now, I wouldn't make a doctrine out of it. This is what I believe. And I want to show you a picture. Remember in Genesis 2:7, God formed man out of the clay. Is that correct? And the man was still dead. Remember the dry bones? They stood up with muscles and bones and they were still dead. And he said, tell the winds to breathe into them. What did God do to the man? In Genesis 2:7, he breathed the breath of life into their nostrils. And we became living. And so we had, at that stage, eternal life. He breathed eternal life into us. But then when sin came, it brought damnation. And because of that, that's why Jesus had to come again. And that's why, listen, that's why God had to put the cherubim at the tree of life, remember, with flaming swords and cast them out. Because if in that state, if they ate from the tree of life, we would have been lost for all of eternity. It wasn't God being mean. We would have been lost for all of eternity. But God had to bring Jesus, and we didn't eat of that tree, thank God, or else we'd have been lost. So he went from eternal life to eternal death. But then Jesus came and we got eternal life back. Yeah. If you're born again, there's people out there that have got eternal death. And you see how he stood up. Look at that. He breathed the breath of life into him and he stood up. We stood up. Man stood up. God's got all the power we're ever going to need. The Harris commentary believes that the eternal life of the Holy Spirit was given in John 20. And the power of the Holy Spirit was given in Acts 2. The day of Pentecost. Because that was been my belief all along, and I started doing some research, and that's what I'm coming up with. But let's read John 20 again from the Voice translation. We're reading it, but we're reading now from verse 18. Okay, you ready? On that same evening, the followers gathered together behind the locked doors in fear that some of the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem were still searching for them. Out of nowhere, Jesus appeared in the center of the room. Jesus said, "May each one of you be at peace." As he was speaking, he revealed the wounds in his hands and side. The disciples began to celebrate as it sank in that they were really seeing the Lord. Salvation arrives now. When you stand up and you say, "I believe and I receive," you get saved. And you go from eternal death to eternal life. Amen? We all agree with that. Verse 21, "I give you the gift of peace." You see, we've all got peace. We just don't know how to invoke it and call on that peace. We let our emotions get a hold of us rather than the peace get a hold of us. We let the fear grab us and the feelings rather than the peace God's given to us. Yeah? Now you can, listen, you can live in stress and no peace all your life, or you can live with peace. You can live with eternal death all your life, or you can live with eternal life. It's a decision I had to make and you had to make. I received Jesus Christ. I got it. So now I'm eternally alive. Well, I received Jesus Christ's peace. Same difference. Come on. I mean, we can believe God for salvation, but we can't believe Him for peace. Come on. Amen. All right. So He says, "In the same way the Father sent me, I am now sending you." Now watch here. "I give you the gift of peace. In the same way my Father sent, I'm sending you." Now He drew close enough to each of them that they could feel His breath. He breathed on them. The Passion Translation says, Jesus said this, "Welcome the Holy Spirit of the living God," or "accept the sacred breath." That's what it says. Now, the note in the Passion says, the Greek word used here does not appear elsewhere in the New Testament. However, it is the same word found in the Septuagint for "God breathed into Adam's nostrils a breath of life." Genesis again. The beginning of new creation life came from the breath of Jesus. The mighty wind of Acts 2 was the power, the breath Jesus breathed into His disciples in the verse that was for life. Jesus breathed was for life. The Holy Spirit came was the power. Amen. There's a second infilling. Amen. There is a second infilling of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When you get born again, the Holy Spirit comes and resides in with you. Amen. But there's a second infilling where the power comes to you. Amen. The first one brings you eternal life. The second one brings you power. And with the second one comes the tongue speaking. The second one comes the healing sound, wonders and miracles. The gifts of the Spirit are attached to the second one. The first one is eternal salvation. Jesus got eternal salvation. The Holy Spirit came with power in Acts 2. I believe God is saying now we can stand up with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hi, this is Peter Lowe. I'm excited to be teaching on supernatural business success. Did you know that when Jesus called Peter as a disciple, the very first thing He did for him was to give him a bottom line supernatural business miracle? He caught so many fish that his boat could not contain them all. God wants to give you supernatural results in your business, in your career, in your life. Come and discover how.
Join us this coming Sunday at Christ Family Church for these two amazing services that are going to be held at 10 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. where there will be an impartation into your own personal life. That's this Sunday, June the 30th at 10 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. in our beautiful Port St. Lucie Tradition Town Hall facility. For more information, check us out at churchattradition.com. All are welcome.